The following program is sponsored by Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Tech. It's Ask the Experts Weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts Weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Bolin, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
You may need a kill switch on your vehicle. I don't mean to kill the engine either. I'll explain that. Coming up on this edition of Wheels, good morning. Welcome in. It is 7:07. I'm Denver Fox. We've got our panel of experts here with us this morning. And Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs and in Sepulpa. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Denver.
Had our vehicle over at your place just a couple days ago. Getting, I like to call it a, you know, like a physical you get for your automobile. Just check everything over.
Yeah, you were due for an oil change, and you were at the mileage where there was a list of Toyota recommended inspections, and everything looked good.
Yeah, even checked my battery out, the little 12-volt battery got in the back, and got it ready to go. One of the things, I don't have a kill switch on that car, but there is a report that's out now that's, say, why cars can be, that are connected to the internet, can be, you know, having some problems. They can be killing machines. How, you need to have a way somehow to turn them off. And I know many cars now, all the new ones really have Wi-Fi and all kinds of internet access. And it's handy. It's nice to have for road work and everything. But boy, there are so many ways that could backfire on you too.
Right. It's an exploitable vulnerability. And we've talked about this many, many times. I mean, a few years ago, we were talking about the MIT folks that, you know, hacked into a Jeep through its infotainment center and was using its self-park and, you know, drive-by-wire, brake-by-wire systems to control it remotely. If your vehicle has those self-parking tools, then you use them, you're aware of what can happen. Now, stop thinking about someone hacking in remotely. If you want to get really worried, think about the literally tens of millions of vehicles out there that are connected, that do have Wi-Fi capabilities, that do have the ability to have even things like software updates or recall, safety recalls done remotely, wirelessly. Someone decides to hack that, finds a way to hack it. Think about Los Angeles at rush hour and everything that's Wi-Fi connected, everything that can receive radio signals and has computer interface shutting down.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. And there are also some of the cars that are, let's say, computer assisted, you know, where they're driving, and it's, those are very safety minded and good to have, you know, as far as keeping you a distance from the car in front of you for rear end collisions. It even corrects you if you're in the wrong lane or you put the signal on, it'll turn for you, get in the right lane for you. But if you're talking about controlling the vehicle, moving even, that could be pretty scary.
Right. And it actually is going to get worse before it gets better, because the DOT, Department of Transportation, at the federal level, has been pushing for interconnected vehicles. They want transponders at intersections, so if four cars are coming up, the cars can talk to each other via the intersection. You know, hey, my guy's not stopping. Is your guy stopping? No, my guy's not stopping. They're wanting that from a safety standpoint. They're thinking that can help in traffic control. But again, if we're building vehicles to be externally controlled, where are the controls, the safeties, if you will, that keep those from being hacked by people of malevolent intention?
Yeah.
And right now, there's really nothing. We're not having a Norton antivirus for your Chrysler.
Yeah, that's true. Example. I don't think they have that yet. Tom Sewell, Tulsa Gas Technology. Morning, sir.
Good morning.
You got any internet? You don't have the internet on your cars, do you?
Oh, gosh, everything we got.
See, everything's got internet on, huh?
See, because we're running GPS tracking, and then
that's right.
GPS signals where we pull our pressure and temperatures off our trailers. So, yeah, we got the internet swirling all around our equipment.
That happens with many, many companies have GPS where they know where, it's not necessarily to be Big Brother and watching how fast they're going, although you do know how fast they're going, but to find out where they are. Maybe, hey, are they done with that job? Can they move to another job? Things like that, just good information that you need to have.
Well, through our GPS, we can actually disable the vehicle. Like if someone stole the vehicle, we can reach and hit a button and kill it. We can lock the doors, unlock the doors. There's a lot of things we can interface into the computer and do straight through the GPS. So, you know, I worry. I don't want to be doomsday, but someone could hack these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're with one of the national GPS companies, so I'm sure that they are up on all that.
Yeah, hopefully they're updating security for that, too. Yes. There's the Consumer Watchdog group and a report. They recommend that as soon as possible, every connected car come with an internet kill switch that physically disconnects the internet from safety-critical systems. And it concludes that future designs should completely isolate safety-critical systems from infotainment systems connected to the internet or other networks. And that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, your car is running a network on it. It's called the CAN bus. And, you know, so there's three or four, five computers on some of these cars, and they're all networked talking within themselves. So you have to be careful with networks around anything.
Yeah, they all interact differently. Lloyd Boland, the king of the crankshaft, the guru of the garage, and the inventor of PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration kit that really works. And, yeah, you show me, you say, oh, there's another computer over there. That's a computer, and that's that little module is a computer. And, yeah, it used to be one, but now there's multiple computers on your
car. I tell you what, I'm glad I drive an older car, because it's a, but when you start thinking about that stuff, it is serious, serious business.
Well, how many computers does the Monte Carlo have on it? Just one.
It only has one. Yeah. No, it'll have two when I'm done.
Yeah.
Go to add one.
But still, but it is interesting, or it's not interesting. It's frightening sometimes when you think about what can happen when you're driving down the road. And people just don't even give it a thought. But when you're running down the highway, 50 mile an hour, 10 foot back of somebody, I mean, that is so risky. People just don't realize it.
Well, what would happen if someone decided to shut down everyone's engine and you're going 50, 60 miles an hour? You suddenly lose power steering. Yeah, lose your power, and you're in gear. Your transmission's moving. I mean, anything could happen.
Yeah, if people don't panic. They could just coast down. But how often do people not panic?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is true. And hopefully get maneuvered off the road if you're in a position to do that. So anyway, is this something to think about? It's out there.
Well, since people have quit using maps, just think if they turned the GPS system off for one day.
Yeah. Oh. I know people that never have used a map. I know people that say, I just punch in every address. I don't know where anything is. I punch in every address and follow it.
And isn't it weird how they sometimes seem proud about that?
Yeah. Don't know. I've never had a map, and never had a vinyl record. You know, nothing, none of that stuff.
Can you read? No.
At 7:14, this is Wheels on this Saturday morning. If you got a question about a car problem that you may have, maybe a weird noise or something that's been bugging you, well, give us a call 918-460-KRNG, or you can text us at 95920, and we will answer them on the air. This is the time of year, and we got a heat alert in effect today, and the heat index value is about 109. It's going to probably hit the triple digits here today or tomorrow or Monday, one of those days, probably will, for the first time this season. And, boy, you better hope your air conditioning is working
well,
right.
Well, you know what happens, and when when the temperature reaches body temperature, it's hot. For some, when it goes over 98.6, I mean, you're going to burn up. And I never thought about that till the last 10 or 15 years, and I got to noticing, like the other day it was 96 degrees in the shop, but it didn't feel bad. But when you get right with our body temperature and you go 1 degree above it, you're going to
burn start feeling that heat. You've got one of those thermal guns where you can shoot it in and see how hot cars are inside.
Yeah, I think we all have. Boy, they're handy.
Yeah.
They really are handy.
You know, don't touch that. Let me see what it is, you know. Because you don't have to tell anybody not to touch it.
Which is,
they touch it once.
Just helps remind people not to leave kids, not to leave pets, anybody in a car while I'm just going to run in for a minute. No, don't do that.
No. So, one thing about those little guns, though, don't point them at people.
Yeah, they may point something else back at you.
But, I mean, you can hurt somebody with that.
Yeah, they typically have a laser pointer so you can
see. Oh, it might blind them,
Or you can see where you're getting the temperature sample from.
But anymore,
they are very, very handy.
Any more people might think you've got something else in your hand, though.
Yeah. It'll really get your attention when you find out how hot it is under your hood.
Let's take some calls here at 918-460-KRMG, and let's talk to Joe first. Joe's up first on Wheels. Good morning, Joe.
Hey there. I had a quick question about your internet kill switch.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody sold your car and you got an internet kill switch there, then how you be able to lock the doors or anything like that or shut it off?
Well, if you've got it turned off,
then you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, you absolutely wouldn't be able to. The flip side is, and this is what the consumer safety group that brought the article out, is if you don't have an internet kill switch, would you like it if someone could remotely go in while you're operating your car and kill it or lock you in?
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
No. Yeah, they got to be a way.
Technology's not always our friend, man.
Yeah, he's got a way. And just get you a regular key, maybe. Unlock the doors.
That'd be the last thing. Well, you can stop them with a, if you know where to put the tinfoil or a piece of lead.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is true. All right, Joe, do you have internet in your car?
No.
Oh, okay.
So you're safe.
No, I got a Duramax.
You're good then. You're all right.
You're safe.
You're fine then. All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate your call this morning. Let's talk to Vicky now, 918-460-KRMG. Vicky, you've got a, what do you got? A 2003 model car?
Montero.
A Montero?
Yes. Mitsubishi Montero.
Okay.
Everything stopped working inside the car at the same time. The dome light, the radio, the moonroof. And I've checked all the fuses, checked the relays, and I'm thinking it's a body control module, but I have no idea where it's located.
Does it still start and run?
Yes.
It's, I doubt there's a body control computer on that. There's a possibility.
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah.
But it's...
If it's got a body control module, that's a reasonable supposition.
Yeah, it is. What you need to do is have someone hook into it. If it's got that capability with a computer, you'll be able to read it. So you should be able to find out what's going on. So okay. That's where you need to start anyway. And I know Troy and these guys have the computers. We do too. But you can hook in, and if the system is set up where you can read it, most of them are, it'll probably have a code in it somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, you may or may not be able to get that from just a little, $700 code boxes your AutoZones and O'Reilly's use do free. You're probably going to have a more capable scan tool. But yeah, if you can get into the subprocessors, and it may have actually set a code, but if you can get into the subprocessors and get down to the body control module, in a more advanced scan tool, you should be able to see if it's responding or not.
Tom, you got anything on that?
Yeah, well, so I just looked it up real quick, and there are issues with the body control module on that car. You're probably going to have to take that to a higher level shop, somebody that's got one of the gurus that will
knows the intricacies of all that.
Recall too on it.
Yeah, well, there's definitely body control modules problems with that car.
Check online, see if there's any kind of bulletins out, or call the dealer and ask them. They'll tell you.
And okay.
There may be something out there that...
And it could be as simple as a grounding issue.
Yeah,
right.
Could be.
I mean, it's just you're going to have someone that's enough of an electrical guru to... chase the circuits and make sure that everything's flowing the way it's supposed to flow. But it could be something as simple as a connection getting rusty and no longer getting you a solid ground. So if you want to call any of us, we all know some good electrical specialist shops we can point you at if that's the way you need to go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Vicky. Good luck
calling.
Appreciate that. 7:20 on this Saturday morning. Some rain overnight, but just leaving us with mugginess. A little bit of scattered shower still to the west of us. We're going to have a heat advisory in effect today with a high of 95. 76 now in Tulsa. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on KRMG. Hey, if you're thinking about converting your vehicle to compressed natural gas, talk to my man Tom here about all the rebates, the tax credits that'll help you cover the initial investment. In fact, you'll make money on it. You check the link on the Tulsa Gas Tech on our Wheels page at krmg.com. In fact, you're just getting ready to set up a bunch of people with some new CNG vehicles, aren't you?
You betcha. I mean, I got people calling. There's a little confusion. The 75% credits are going to start 1/1/2020. Currently, for the rest of this year, it's 45%. But man, oh man,
that's great.
It's such a good deal. And I bought all my fuel for 2020. We will for sure not be any higher than $1.55 for all of 2020, Nick.
I'm going to go fill up as soon as I get done here. Fill up the tank, you know.
You got $5?
Yeah, I'm going to. I bet maybe about what it takes because I'm going to video it. I think I'll video it. Next time the gas goes up high, I think it's like $2.15 a gallon now in some places around town for gasoline. But it'll go up. It's going to go up and down. It's fluctuated dramatically just in the last month or two.
You bet.
And it'll go back up. And I'm going to say, while you're paying the $2.65 a gallon or whatever, here's what I'm paying. I'm just going to show it and put it up on Instagram, I think.
Oil's $54.27 right now, and it's gone up and down. But, you know, I thought with the what was going on in the Iran grabbing those ships that it would skyrocket. But what that's kind of showing us is the power of our United States energy. You know, we're not as dependent. That doesn't rile us up like it used to.
Yeah, it's not as critical anymore. And we've, as we've said before, there's plenty of fuel and oil that's stockpiled. We got enough right here to supply us for months and months with no imports.
And you start looking at our reserves of petroleum and natural gas, we could be energy independent for centuries with just some sensible use of those resources.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what I've said for a long time. We need to use the commodity for its best purpose. And sometimes they're using it for the political purpose, not its best purpose.
Got a text message at 95920, 2005 Ford Explorer, and they said, when they turn on the AC to blow through the dash, do you want to blow through the floor? What would be the cause of that? I guess instead of going through the dash, it's blowing through the floor.
Yeah, well, the diverter door's acting up, and it's letting it come down through the floor.
Yeah,
because all that is just a blend door, a couple blend doors in there.
They've got actuators on them. They're just tiny motors, and that's what will cause it.
Yeah, I've seen those. They're some expensive little motors, too.
Well, it depends on where it's at in the car.
That's true.
Right. A lot of time, the labor is a lot more because of the dash itself.
Yeah, we've seen a few we've had to pull the dash.
Yeah. Chevrolet pickups and stuff like that, you've been ready.
Yeah, the Ram pickups. You've had a lot of issues with that, and you're basically pulling the dash off the firewall to change those.
Yeah, so it's mostly labor costs that you're dealing with to get those
that
in.
Yeah, that needs to go to your high-end shop. Don't take it to the guy with the sign that says $19 oil change.
Well, we did years ago. Denver had one on a truck that he had. And
That's right.
When they were first coming out, we figured out a little trick. We still charge him a lot of money, but we figured out a little trick to get in there and do it.
I mean, seriously, any shop, my shop, Tom's shop, Lloyd's, we're all looking for the most efficient way to do it. But the way some of these vehicles are designed, there's just not really an efficient way to do it. And, you know, when the customer's going, why is it so crazy? Hey, why'd you come on back here? Okay, that's your firewall, because the way the vehicle is designed, there was no access to that until the entire dash came off. Now, that's not every vehicle, but a lot of them just take a tremendous amount of tear down to get to the simplest parts.
It is.
Well, some of these
727. Latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center is coming up next on KRMG. Yep, won't be long till summertime is through. Which means you need to maintain your automobile if you're out in the heat here. And Tulsa Gas Technology has their own synthetic oil that keeps your motor running longer. It's SynPro oil. That's that 100% oil that is optimized for all the high performance. And boy, it runs good in this hot, hot weather, doesn't it, Tom?
You betcha SynPro will make a difference on your gas mileage and just everything. It is good oil. It's good investment, synthetic oil.
Costs a little more, but you can go a lot longer on your oil changes, too.
Well, 7,500 miles on an oil change, so... You know, that's two oil changes if you're on a 3,500-mile deal. And what's nice is now when you're at 7,500, you go ahead and you rotate the tires. You go ahead and do everything on every oil change.
Yeah.
Instead of worrying about where you're at in the rotation.
That's it. It's hard to remember what I did last time. And this way you guys take care of all the records as well as do the fleet maintenance on it too. By the way, part of your fleet maintenance is Lloyd's PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration product. And this is the time of year when that sun is doing some serious damage to the plastic headlamp lens. I see them in car lots. Since we've talked about this, I start noticing it more, and I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
You too. And Lloyd, you see those out there, and some of them are just totally frosted over.
And I always think of Louis the Lamb. Say that.
Well, once in a while, I'll tell somebody, let me go ahead and do it. And if you don't like it, don't pay me. If you don't, because sometimes I get real passionate when I see them come in frosted over. And I said, you know, that's dangerous. If you don't like it, don't pay me, and every single person.
Well, you just do about half of it, see? Yeah. And then they go, yeah, what are you going to do the rest of it? Well, you're going to pay for that. That's, yeah. This part's free.
No, they want to pay you and give you a tip because they are just.
That's true. It is a dramatic difference. And this is a product that Lloyd put his white lab coat on, went down in his basement with his all his.
It's a bunker.
Bunsen
a
burner, bunker. You know. And, yeah, he's got it all secret. It's a secret formula, actually.
I actually have my Elvis jumpsuit on.
Is that what it is?
I swear he does his best work in the Elvis jumpsuit. You gotta realize that.
Yeah. And anyway, invented this PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration product, that it works. It does work. And then maybe you just have a little bit of the frosting, the hazing on the top. And I guess that's because of the angle of the sun.
It depends on
where you park your car, too.
It is. That what happens to them, the first thing that comes off, now not all are made this way, but there'll be a coat of clear coat on the light. That's the first thing that'll start coming off. So we just have to sand it down and then put our clear coat over it after we clean it, and it looks great, and it'll last. And we found out if you do it twice, two coats, it'll last probably a year and a half.
Wow. So,
and it depends on how you park, where you park, a lot of variables in that. With any headlight.
Yeah. They use a car wash a lot.
Yeah, that's
hard.
True.
That's hard on the clear coat on your paint as well as your headlights. Yeah. So
that's true.
Or
anyway,
it can be.
Get PC41. You can get it online from Lloyd. You can get it from Tom. You can get it over at Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs or Sepulpa. You guys do it right there in the shop if they want to, or you sell them the kit right there.
Absolutely. The kit's easy to use as long as you just read the instructions. And I understand there's a really nice video online if you
want to
watch.
That's right. Tell you how to do it.
Well, that's where we have the golden voice.
Oh, man. You mentioned it's you mentioned Elvis a while ago. This is actually Elvis Week.
That's, yes. Oh, it is?
It's the week he died on, the 16th, I think? So it's coming up anyway.
76,
so.
Wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I believe 76. It was 76, as a matter
I always
fact.
Remember that because where I was located in my shop. But the other thing is I remember when Elvis died, that's when the term chemically dependent was created.
Actually, I saw Elvis the only time I ever saw him. He performed in Tulsa on July 4th of 76. So it was the bicentennial. I remember that. And he performed here the 4th of July. We saw him. And I don't remember. Did he die in 76 or 77?
I think it was 76, I believe. Well, I may be wrong.
Sometime later then.
But he was definitely a talented man.
Very much.
No doubt.
I went to, we were in Memphis a few months ago. Went to Graceland. And the most interesting part to me was they've got an entire museum set up just of Elvis's cars. And it's not just the pink Cadillac.
No, he's got a bunch of stuff. It's really cool.
Oh, he had some wild cars, man. He had some sport cars, some of the sport cars that were from the movies you see in there. He had a Mercedes that was like the ones you see where they have foreign dignitaries riding in them, you know, that type.
Yeah.
And he had the moonroof, and he would have people drive him down the street, and he would stand up in this car through the moonroof and wave at people, you know. That's what he said he did. So anyway, interesting collector of cars. He had some really nice, and these are in good shape, too. They
had
really,
airplanes, too.
Yeah, he had
airplanes.
Yeah, he had a couple of planes. You can see those
pretty
out there.
Deep pockets.
Yeah. It was corny, but I like his movies.
Yeah, they were kind of funny, and I expected it to be kind of corny. Go, and the house was kind of weird. It, the shag carpet and the zoo room, was that what it was?
Yeah, the
jungle room.
Jungle room, yeah, the jungle room.
Yeah,
and some of the stuff there was, it was kind of what you expected to see in a house of that vintage. But the cars were really the interesting part to me.
It was fascinating, but you know, the first time I went through there, it was still just. After all the stories you've read, you expected it to be bigger.
Yeah. It looks like it's a mansion.
I still have a picture in my office of you by his Cadillac.
That's right. We had someone
bought it. I marked that. This is not Elvis. I marked it.
Just to be clear, so everyone knows for sure. Yeah, someone locally bought one of Elvis's Cadillacs. It was certified, had a certificate and everything. And he brought it after our show we did on back at 71st and Yale one time. He went and brought it out, and people came out to look at it, you know.
Well.
Set their rear end in where Elvis had sat, you know, in the driver's seat there. I had to verify that he did drive that car, and they said, yes, he did.
Yeah, yep, it's interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. 743 now. Got a text message here at 95920. Someone says their AC has gone out. Oh, no, on their 2002 Tahoe. And apparently the whole dash got to be pulled out to replace the actuators, like we were just talking about last half hour. And it is very expensive to do it, and blows low volume and very hot. So,
what year was it?
2002.
Yeah,
I'll tell you a simple fix. So, I've had this happen on mine, and what I did to get me through the summer is I went out there and I collapsed the heater hose going to the heater core, and because the blender was letting the heat still come through,
yep.
And I took the little clamps you get to close off your heater. And I closed my heater core off, and it got me through till I could get my vehicle worked on.
That's a good idea.
But you had to buy two of them and pinch off the heater core hoses.
Huh. Okay.
Just be careful how you use those. If you misuse them, you could crimp the hose or break the hose and cause a leak.
Absolutely. They're special clamps. They got a rubber deal on them.
We did one of those that was in the year, I think it was 2003, that they started going out.
But yeah, I mean, if it's not working right and it's letting hot water flow through that heater core, then, yeah, it's difficult for your AC to overcome that.
You know, we talk about all the modern things that are going on with automobiles. It's about the internet now, and everything's so high-tech. Everything's computerized now. It's really a field to learn how to work on these vehicles now. It's a lot more than the old shade tree mechanic used to work on, and it's a lot more than just changing the oil and filter. And if you are training and thinking about being a mechanic, I guess they're called technicians now, high technicians.
Yes, technicians.
Because it really is a very technical vocation.
It's going to get to the point, Denver, where somebody come in, work on it. When you work on my car, you can say maybe. I mean, that's how bad it's going to get.
Very specialized. Yeah. But there's tremendous opportunities for someone that wants to get into the business to learn and to expand their... And, I mean, you could really... Once you learn a specific area like that we're talking about, you can pretty much name your price and to get some of these things fixed. And, Tom, you're looking for mechanics all the time, aren't you?
So I'm looking for what we call a B mechanic. It's a newer, younger guy that's getting started. Maybe been just out of tech school, and we're looking for somebody right now. But, you know, speaking of that when you get like a doctor, you get specialized in certain things. There's a front end guy. There'll be an electric guy. There's a heavy line mechanic.
Yeah.
So these mechanics get pretty specialized. Some guys get specialized in big trucks. So, you know, there's different places. And if you get real good at what you're doing, you can make a pile of money.
Yeah. Mine's always been fuel injection and electronics, but that's just the time I was born. And I got into business, and it's worked out very well.
Yeah. And, Troy, are you always looking for mechanics as well?
We're always looking for good help. I've got a really solid core crew, but, you know, if you're looking for a change, whether it's on the service side or on the sales side, you can always hit CecilandSons.com, go to the Contact Us button. Online application is right there. We're always looking for good help.
Yep. And Cecil and Son Discount Tires, a good place to get your tires. I tell you, you always got some great deals. Rebates are always available. And if you don't know exactly what you need, you guys have people that really know their tires. And if there's a special tire that you need, you guys can find it for them.
There's very little out there we can't find if we've got a little bit of time. And we stock a ton of tires. Between the three stores, we'll have anywhere from, depending on the time of year, 7,000 to 10,000 units under roof. I mean, we stock lawnmower tires, wide range passenger car tires, semi tires, Bobcat tires. We stock them pretty deep. Yeah. So if you need something, chances are we're going to have at least an option for you, if not a few options. And if we've got a little bit of time, you know, we've got half a dozen warehouses to deliver to us on a daily basis. So
what's the highest car tire you've sold?
Actually would have been a tire for a crawler, oil company locally specialized in building oil filled equipment, modified one of the big crawlers that was designed to be used in the Arctic to go over the tundra with these big 61-inch tall, 50-inch wide flotation tires. They modified it for Saudi Arabia because they thought, well, if it floats on the Arctic tundra, it'll float on the sand. And those things were 20-ish grand a piece.
Oh, man. Man,
that's a few years back.
I'd hate to get a flat on that right there. Do we have a caller? Is that okay? Let's talk to Gordon then. Gordon's on the line at 918-460-KRMG. Gordon, good morning. You got a 2008 Civic Hybrid, huh?
That's right.
What's going on?
Well, that's the model that stops when you get below 8 miles an hour with your foot on the brake. And I come to a stop and I take my foot off the brake to accelerate. The car shimmies for the first few seconds until it kind of gets up to speed.
Like an engine shimmy, a shutter, or is your shimmy you feel in the front end, or define
it? It's like the whole vehicle vibrates.
Okay.
But only at low speed, just from a start.
Just until it gets back up to speed, yeah.
And your brake, you feel like it's the brakes causing it? It's a drag?
I don't know what it is. Okay. I was thinking it was the transmission or something.
Yeah, is that a CVT?
Best thing to do without, we don't have the time to really go into it, but the best thing to do would be to come by one of us places and let us drive it and look at it. Tell you pretty easy.
Okay.
Because we can determine that. If it's brakes or whatever pretty simply.
I mean, basically, rule of thumb, and other guys feel free to jump in, but speaking for myself, my guys, you know, if you're telling me I've got a problem only when I step on the brakes, then we're going to concentrate on the brakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not when you step on the brakes. It's after you actually take your foot off the brake and you try to accelerate. You try to start up again.
Yeah, you may have one braking, or not braking, but holding. Could be in the ABS system, could be a lot of things. But
if you're rolling at low speeds, like in a parking lot,
it's trying to get up to speed again. I mean, literally, when I've been on a real steep hill, stopped, and then I take my foot off the brake and go to the accelerator, I mean, it vibrates a lot trying to get up that steep hill. That's why I was thinking it was more the transmission than anything.
Well, it could be, but it doesn't sound like it.
It could be, you know. Yeah. I mean, the symptoms you're describing could be consistent with an engine miss. It could be a transmission, although that's fairly low probability, unless you've got something happening in a torque converter. Yeah, this is probably going to need a little more diagnostics than, you know, even our best guesses over the phone.
Yeah.
Is it check engine light? Have you had it scanned? Is it setting any codes?
Actually, 2 years ago, I took it to the dealer, and they told me there was nothing they could do.
So this is a long-term problem.
Yeah, and it happens more when it's hot weather. I notice that when it's cold weather, it doesn't seem to do it as much, if it even does it at all.
Have you been online looking at owner forums for people that have vehicles like yours to see if it is a widespread phenomenon?
No, I have not done that.
Okay. Is your foot completely off the brake when this happens?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so
I'm trying to get back up to speed after going to complete stop. It doesn't do it, you know, putting my brake on. When I put my brake on to downshift, the engine turns itself off at 8 miles an hour or lower, as long as you got the foot on the brake.
Right. It's using the electric engine for regenerative braking to put juice back in the batteries.
Right.
Well, if one of us could drive it or even look at it, we might be able to get an idea of what's going on for sure.
But I would first get online and start, start researching those symptoms associated with that specific car. And you may well find if it's a wide enough spread problem, in the intervening 2 years since you were last to the dealer, there may be a fix. There may be a service campaign. Not rise to the level of a recall, but there may be a service campaign where they're changing software to change how the motor engages. Things like that can often impact drivability.
Sure. Okay.
Next time you do it, take off, leave your foot on the brake just slightly and see if anything changes.
Okay, I can try that.
That'll give you some symptoms. That'll maybe point you toward the ABS system, but at top of my head, that's about all I can think of right now.
All right, Gordon, thanks for your call this morning. Appreciate it. Hope that helps you out there. 7:52, it is Saturday morning. It's going to be a hot, hot weekend. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG.
Tulsa's News and Talk.
Oh, yeah. 7:54, back of Wheels on this Saturday morning. And I tell you, if you want to get more information about compressed natural gas vehicles, any kind of problems you might have with Blue Energy fuel stations, all you have to do is text CNG to 313131. Now, you won't get any spam when you do that. I think I signed up for that like 2 months ago, and now I think I've gotten one or two the whole time. It's not going to be something that bugs you or anything.
We had trouble with Owasso telephone, lightning hit the telephone lines, knocked the telephone lines out, knocked a modem out, knocked a card reader out, and we had a kind of a continuing deal. But, you know, through that, we gave fuel away because we had to have people keep faith in the system. So everybody up there got free fuel for about a week.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Man, I was just... Yeah.
I can't just cut them off. I mean, you're on an island, so... Yeah.
Wow. Have you come up with a little can yet that you can put in your bag in case you run out?
But sign up CNG to 313131 to get information like that, and you might win a tank full of CNG as well. So you give that away every week?
We give fuel away, and we also have got people still needing beanies, so...
Oh,
I
got
to order another batch of camouflage this going to be this year.
Oh, good, good.
Well, it's not going to be hot forever.
Uh-uh. You looked up some information about the guy's Honda, though, that you were going to pass along real quick?
Yeah, so I did look it up. There is some issues going on with that, and there's a technical service bulletin on that Honda. So it looks like it could be a software, and it also, another people are talking about it, might be some fluid in the CVT transmission. So no matter what shop it goes through, it may have to go back through the dealer again.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, if you've got to reflash the software, there are very few places outside of the dealership that have the capability to upload the latest Honda software.
No.
And the manufacturers, not knocking Honda, most manufacturers hold pretty tightly to that proprietary software.
Hey, people want to get some information about compressed natural gas vehicles or your fleet maintenance, call you at Tulsa Gas Technology, get scheduled, come in and get it taken care of. You can explain it all to them.
I'll give you the lowdown.
Yeah, you get how you get rebates and tax credits. You'll actually make money by doing this right off the bat. And Cecil and Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs, got two locations there and the one on Main Street in Sepulpa where I was at this last week. And you get all the good stuff, all the good tire deals right there.
Absolutely. We don't have motorcycle tires to answer the text. Some of the tire manufacturers do all of them, but they kind of limit distribution. I also have difficulty getting aircraft tires. But if you're running an ATV, a quad, or a side-by, we stock some of the more popular sizes there and have access to a wide range more. Open till 3 today, 7:30 to 5:30 weekdays. Be very happy to help you with your tire and automotive service needs.
All right. Sounds good. Stay cool, guys. The news is next on KRMG.